education and teaching is such a powerful thing. But for one Queensland math teacher, it means so much more than it does to most, because she knows it was an opportunity her mother never had.
Mum had little formal education herself, but she knew the understood the transformative power of education, and she gave all her daughters a really good education. So it was a very proud moment for both of us.
That's Dr. Powar Hillcock, a math teacher at the University of Queensland. Po didn't always know she wanted to be a teacher, but she did know she'd go wherever the numbers took her.
Well, I wanted to do maths. I didn't have any specific career that I was thinking about. All I wanted to do was maths. Maths was just this beautiful subject. I love patterns. I love structures. I love elegant proofs. So it was no brainer that I was going to do maths. It was just what I did with the maths. So I'm from Singapore, and a scholarship came up for me to come out here to Australia. It's the Colombo Plan Scholarship. So that was an opportunity for me to do maths. The only problem, as an inverted commas problem, was that it was a teaching scholarship. So at the time, as a 17-year-old, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Teaching scholarship came up, and I thought, why not?
Is there a teacher in your life who played a special role?
Yeah, it's my PhD supervisor, Dr. Paul Scott. He's now in Adelaide, and I have very fond memories of Paul Scott. He was a researcher, but he was a brilliant teacher. Just always came to class, well-prepared, organized, and had a great sense of humor, connected really well with the students, and I thought, I want to be that teacher.
So Po took her inspiration from Dr. Paul Scott, but it hasn't always been easy, because most of her university students actually loathe the content Po's teaching.
Well, that's pretty much the experience, I would say, of about 80% of my students. A lot of them are doing maths because it's a compulsory requirement in their program of study. So it's a hump that they have to get over. And then, and it's a difficult hump for many of them. It's not, maths is not something that they are passionate about. So at first year, we have to work very hard to motivate them, get them excited about the maths, make it accessible, relevant, exciting. So big job.
How do you do that?
With a lot of hard work. I try to make maths accessible. I try to bring in physical models, get the attention. I try to meet them informally after class. So we bake pie cakes and we have a chat about pie and what it means. They love the cakes. I don't know if they like the maths that much. To make it relevant, I try to connect it with real-world applications. So we talk about the, you know, linear algebra behind the success of Google. And I try to make it exciting that maths, I try to convey to them that maths is not just useful, but it's also a beautiful subject in its own right. So I sneak in little puzzles. We talk about sunflowers and Fibonacci sequences and, you know, how maths pops up in nature.
Po is clearly onto the winning formula here, because she's just been recognised as Australia's University Teacher of the Year. And it's no secret that Po's students adore her. Students like Mila, who wanted to share a few words about her favourite teacher.
Not only has she just, like, given me this immense love and respect for mathematics, she just taught me to, like, believe in myself and work hard, and then you can achieve anything. Congratulations, Po. There's no one more deserving than you.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me want to cry. Mila was just an amazing student. She was caught up with the COVID situation. So I've never actually met her face-to-face. We interacted online. And she was just such an enthusiastic student and, you know, just such a pleasure to teach. So the credit is hers, not mine.
So how did Australia's top University Teacher of the Year celebrate? With her very first teacher, of course.
What was really special, actually, was I received the news of the award when I was back home visiting Mom in Singapore, and I hadn't seen her for 3 years. And the news came through and Mum was sitting there and she was the first person I shared the news with. So that made the award extra special.